statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming partly sunny, we'll see temperatures mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, temperatures around 20. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, chance for some freezing rain, cloudy skies, lows, upper 20s. Right now, it's 28.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has ordered a temporary block to the last-minute small refiner waivers issued by the Trump administration. The stay is in response to an emergency motion filed this week by the Renewable Fuels Association. Yesterday, the court ordered that the EPA action to grant three small refiner petitions must be administratively stayed pending further order of the court. The order prevents EPA from further processing the small refiner exemptions, at least until the court has had sufficient opportunity to consider the emergency motion for the stay. EPA has until February 3rd to respond to the motion, and any replies are due to the court by February 10th. The stay was issued roughly 36 hours after EPA approved two 2019 waiver petitions and one 2018 petition, which, if allowed to stand, would waive another 260 million gallons of renewable fuel standard blending requirements. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper said they took action immediately to prevent the agency from doing further economic damage. Following the executive order signed by President Biden, a group of Republican senators announcing opposition to halting of construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. That effort was led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, then Republicans from Idaho, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Dakota, including Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Several other Western senators expected to sign on to the legislation. Dane introduced to authorize the pipeline continued construction. In a statement, the senators say in only day one, and the stroke of a pen, Biden has already taken steps to kill American energy projects. The senators claim revoking the Keystone XL pipeline will drive up the price of gas at the pump, cost thousands of jobs, crushing the energy industry, and putting the country back on a path to dependence of foreign oil. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you're curious about the number of COVID-19 vaccines being distributed across the state of Kansas as we move into phase number two of distribution, Governor Laura Kelly has announced a new website of kansasvaccine.gov where you can track the number of vaccines coming into the state, how many people have been vaccinated, and where you can get information to get your appointment.
In the coming weeks, kansasvaccine.gov will also be home to a map-based vaccine finder tool, which is currently under development. The new tool will allow users to locate providers near them who are vaccinating the public and include guidance on whether those providers have been recently allocated vaccine doses.
In other news, Kansas Republicans in the state Senate have rejected Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's nomination of a public defender to the state's second highest court for the second time in 8 months. The vote was 18 to 17, but he needed 21 votes in the 40-member Senate to join the Kansas Court of Appeals. Mid-American Network News.
Ag News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Ag News, on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved a temporary policy that gives university CEOs more power to suspend or fire employees, including tenured faculty. The Regents unanimously endorsed the change on Wednesday this week, citing financial pressures caused by the coronavirus pandemic, cuts in state funding, and declining enrollment. The Regents gave universities 45 days to submit a framework to determine how they will make employee-related decisions. A representative of the Council of Faculty Senate Presidents told the Regents that the policy basically suspends tenure and will damage employee morale. The policy will be in effect until December 31st. Of 2022. In other news, Republican lawmakers advancing a proposed anti-abortion amendment to the Kansas Constitution insist that it should go on the state's August 2022 primary ballot rather than the year's general election ballot. That prompted criticism from abortion rights supporters on Thursday that the measure's backers fear it would fail with the broader swath of voters who vote in general elections. The GOP-controlled House Federal and State Affairs Committee approved the measure after rejecting a proposed change to put it on the ballot in November of 2022. Good America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska state employees have a new contract that includes pay raises for those who receive a satisfactory rating in their performance reviews. Governor Pete Ricketts says the contract reflects the culmination of 6 years of culture changes in state government to become a more performance-based organization. He says the contract will allow state administrators to recognize workers for excellence in work. Executive Director of the Nebraska Association of Public Employees, Justin Hubley, says the contract represents progress for state employees who worked through a very hard year. Local health officials across Nebraska could gain more authority to impose restrictions related to the coronavirus under a bill in the Nebraska legislature. The bill would allow local public health departments across the state to impose restrictions related to the virus or other infectious diseases without seeking state approval. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
This year is a new beginning, and it starts at zero. Only Rusty Act Ford will give you zero money down, 0% APR financing, and zero payments for 3 months. It's Rusty Act Ford's Triple Zero Event. Zero Down delivers any new Ford on our lot. Zero. Get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on new 2020 and 2021 Ford F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Zero. Plus, make zero payments for the first 3 months you drive your vehicle. Zero. It's Rusty at Ford's Triple Zero Event. This new year starts at zero, and it starts at Rusty at Ford, where we have over 300 new Fords to choose from. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on select in stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month per 1,000 credits. All Ford rebates and speed up. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers expire January 31st, 2021.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County USD 108 School Board earlier this month unanimously approved a bond issue for construction of additional classroom space for the district. Four classes and bathroom facilities would be added to the south end of the grade school at an estimated cost of $1.6 million. A lease purchase agreement was also considered as all options were discussed. A 3 mil levy increase in taxes is anticipated with the proposal, which would have to have voter approval, perhaps on a special August ballot. USD 108 Superintendent Denise O'Day talks about the growing enrollment trends, which are prompting the expansion.
But it is needed because we have had a huge increase in enrollment. I'm in my fifth year here, and I believe the year before I came, our enrollment was 324. And right now we're sitting at 398. We just enrolled three new kids this week. And a lot of that growth is at our elementary school. We don't have an elementary grade level now that is below 30, and we need to be able to split our grades, especially during a pandemic, and we haven't been able to do that. We have two sections of K, two sections of 1, and two sections of 2, but then 3, 4, 5, 6 are all just single classes, and we've got 30 plus in every one of those classes.
Denise O'Day will be our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10. She went on to outline the improvements suggested.
It will be 4 elementary classrooms on the south end of the elementary school, plus a restroom for the boys and a restroom for the girls. It's about 5,800 square feet. The classrooms are exactly like the ones we already have. Our elementary is 20 years old, and it was actually built to be built onto in the future. And so we will just extend that one wing to the south, and it's just 4 classrooms and 2 restrooms.
Again, tune for our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 for a conversation on the Washington County USD 108 bond issue proposal. Recent thefts remain under investigation, with 38 lottery tickets reported taken from the Home City Depot convenience store sometime January 10th. 80 galvanized shed panels valued at $25,000 were reported stolen from Dan Howell of Frankfort sometime between January 5th and 9th. Recent tool thefts, some dating back to this summer, have been reported to a 4-county theft task force, including Marshall County. Hanover Days of 49 committee met Thursday with the annual summer event scheduled June 25th and 26th. The 2020 edition was canceled due to COVID concerns. KNDY will air Ag Outlook 2021 this Saturday morning after the news at 8. The hour-long special from the Mid-America Ag Network will focus on both grains and livestock with a recap of 2020 changes and expectations for the year ahead. Tune for Ag Outlook Saturday morning at 8 on KNDY. Walter R. Stumpf, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf. Marcel H. Beichmann, age 88, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service with family Saturday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Service will be streamed on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Marcel Beichmann. Patricia Patsy Raver, age 78, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8, Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 2 until 4, and Monday, 6 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Patsy Raver.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Get glam with Prompalooza. This Saturday and Sunday, Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore is having the largest prom event of the year with new lines from Studio 17, The Secret Dress, and Too Cute Prom. Shop from over 400 prom dresses. Sign up for door prizes, including a grand prize featuring a photo shoot. Don't miss Prompalooza this weekend at Diane's Dresses, Etc., helping you sparkle for less.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the service map, we've had the second cold front that has dipped down from the north, bringing more of that Arctic air with it. So chilly temperatures all across the central upper parts of the Midwest for this Friday, continuing into tonight. We're watching a low pressure system that will move out of the Rockies across the central parts of the Midwest. Northern parts of the United States will see some snow showers accumulations possible. Central parts of the Midwest will see scattered rain and snow showers, some areas wintry mix. And that will continue as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as well. So across the area, becoming partly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies around 20. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, scattered wintry mix could see some freezing rain, temps 27. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-January, 41. Record high on this date, 65. The average low, 17. The record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:36.
Older people need to lighten up. Not just our opinion, there is science to back it up. We take a look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. Actress Diane Lane was born in 1965, and NBC's madcap comedy Laugh-In debuted on this night in 1968. Have you had a good chuckle in the last 24 hours? If a British study is accurate, more guffaws, chortles, or snickers will do you good. Their research found that infants will laugh as much as 300 times a day. By the time we're in our teens, it's down to 6 times a day. After 50, we're barely managing 3 giggles in 24 hours. That's not good, say health experts, because laughter is a great stress relief. There is some good news, especially if you're a woman. The same study says women over 50 are 4 times less grumpy than their male counterparts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Patrick Mahomes took the majority of first team reps in practice yesterday, even though he remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, raising expectations that he will start in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Mahomes was initially listed as a full participant when he returned to practice Wednesday, but Chiefs quickly corrected the status to limited because he remains in the protocol. Mahomes must be cleared by team physicians and an independent neuro consult before the reigning Super Bowl MVP can be a full participant in practice or play in a game. College hardwood last night, Landers Nolley II had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Mouse Assisi had 12 points and 10 rebounds, and that lifted Memphis to a 72-52 win over Wichita State. Ricky Council IV had 13 points and 7 rebounds for the Shocks, which scored just 19 points in the first half. Mid-America Network Sports.
KIG First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breezing drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
You figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead, so you're never left behind. KIG First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Hi,
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
The Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that the club has agreed to terms on 2021 Major League contracts with pitchers Scott Barlow, Scott Blewett, Chris Bubik, Carlos Hernandez, Jake Newberry, Angel Zerpa, and Tyler Zuber. Terms were also reached with catcher Sebastian Rivero, infielders Calvin Gutierrez, Nicky Lopez, and Ryan O'Hearn, and outfielders Nick Heath, Khalil Lee, and Edward Olivares. Consistent with club policy, terms of the contracts were not disclosed. Of the players signed yesterday, 11 of them have Major League service time. From the MLB to college hoops, the KU Jayhawks take the court tomorrow with the Oklahoma Sooners tip-off in that matchup set for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The K-State Wildcats also in action tomorrow as they'll meet up with the West Virginia Mountaineers, an afternoon 3 o'clock tip-off there. And then there's that game Sunday. The AFC Championship matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills, they'll kick off at 5:40. Mid-America Network Sports.
Top two seeds in the Twin Valley League girls basketball tournament fell Thursday night in the semifinals as fourth seed Frankfort handed top seed Valley Heights their first loss of the season, a 37-34 decision that went down to the end, with the Wildcats outscoring the Mustangs 9-5 in the final quarter. A defensive battle all night, Frankfort had a 5-point halftime lead, but Valley Heights was up one going to the fourth. Wildcats led by Mariah Brockstrom with 11, Mustangs paced by Mandy Vermetten and Emma Youngeberg with 10 each. Frankfort 37, Valley Heights 34, as the fourth seed Lady Wildcats advanced to the title game Saturday with an 8-2 mark, Valley Heights in the consolation at 6-1. In the nightcap, third seed Hanover Lady Wildcats mounted a fourth quarter comeback to edge second seed Donova West 46-45, with the Cats outscoring the Mustangs 20-10 in the fourth quarter. Hanover, 24 second-half free throws. Cats led by Keegan Atkins, 15 points. Allison Juneman fouls out with 12, and Macy Holly adds 10, while West was led by Sadie Leach, fouling out late with 13. Lady Wildcats win by 1, improving to 7-1 on the season as Donovan West falls to 8-2. Hanover meets Frankfort, a rematch of last year's championship, this Saturday at 4 in Frankfort. Valley Heights Donovan West in the consolation at 2:30. Back of the bracket, earlier Thursday, Blue Valley held off Axtell 41-31, Wetmore outlasted Centralia 44-41, and Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 40-39. Boys play resumes Friday at Onega with a couple of schedule modifications. At 6, Valley Heights plays Axtell, and Onega will host Donovan West. At 7:30, Frankfort tips off with Wetmore, and Hanover meets Troy. KNDY with live coverage of the Valley Heights Axtell and Hanover-Troy games back-to-back. On the air beginning at 6 on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app. Marysville boys basketball team fell to Nemohall Central in the second round of the Thunder Classic at Seneca Thursday. Nemohall Central 60, Marysville 48, as the Bulldogs fall to 6-3 on the season and tip off in the consolation versus Atchison Saturday at 4:30. Nemohall Central will host St. Mary's in the championship at 6. For fifth place Saturday, St. Mary's Academy will take on Jackson Heights. In other games on Thursday, St. Mary's advanced with a win over Hutchinson 63-43. St. Mary's Academy defeated Hiawatha 59-49. Again, Nemohall Central over Marysville 60-48. Concordia Wrestlers took Marysville 55-20. In North Central Kansas League dual action Thursday.
There is something about seeing someone's name in stone. That may be on a graveside marker, or in this case, a memorial to those who served their country. What took place here is an example to other communities of what can happen when a few local veterans decided they wanted to do something to honor servicemen and women. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Jim Kahn explains, it all began with a conversation between two like-minded individuals.
A couple of veterans several years ago were visiting and decided that we needed a memorial to veterans in Alexandria.
They asked the city if they would get behind such an effort, which they did, and even offered a small piece of land downtown for the project. A small group of veterans began to work with architects and designers in town, many of them simply volunteering their time. Jim says one of the goals was to recognize the names of all local veterans.
We started out with a pretty small goal, probably less than 1,000 names, and we wanted to honor more of our veterans. And so we went to the Douglas County Historical Society, another collaboration, and they had a roster of around 6,000 names. We gathered all those names going back to the Civil War, incidentally.
And that number grew when they continued to work to honor all who had served in the area.
And then we started advertising for new names for veterans for more reasons. Recently, or were not on the historical roster itself. And we ended up with another 1,500 names. And by the time we got ready to engrave names in granite, we had over 7,500 names.
It's simple, yet impressive, garnering praise nationally and even internationally. An idea that other cities should consider if they haven't done so already.
Towards the end, we were almost sad that it was over because we had formed a business, albeit nonprofit, but was extremely fun and a lot of cooperation, a lot of talent from a lot of the veterans that are retired in this community now.
And you too can take a stop by the memorial to remember the service of those in this community and those across the country who have defended freedoms globally and at home. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY@BlueValley.net. That's KNDY@BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Kids who want to raise cattle for 4-H or FFA projects might be intimidated by a big steer or heifer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start them out small with bucket calves as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
At My County Fair, raising bucket calves is a popular program and gets kids interested in livestock. The calves are usually purchased when they're 1 to 10 days old from dairy or beef producers. They are orphans or sold for other reasons. Dwayne Lenneman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says if you get a calf right after it's born, its first meal has to be colostrum.
You've got to have it if you want that calf to stay healthy and be healthy, because that colostrum contains antibodies that prevent diseases that normally hit young calves. And the other thing you want to do is, a lot of times people will give it just a simple injection of vitamins. Most common is vitamins D, A, and E, and they help the newborn calf get a good start in life.
The calves are usually fed from a bottle or a bucket with a nipple and eventually trained to drink from a bucket, which is where the term bucket calf comes from. They should be kept in a pen sheltered from weather with clean, comfortable bedding. If you have more than one calf, keep them in separate pens. This makes it easier to feed and prevents disease transmission. Between feeding, grooming, and taming, Lenneman says kids learn valuable lessons and get a good taste of what it's like to take care of livestock.
Number one, they're a fun project. That calf is dependent on the owner or the young person, and they become a pet, which is kind of nice because it's reciprocated. They'll come running to the young person, either for its milk or maybe for grain later on. Of course, they love to be played with.
Depending on your goals for the animal, it can be a short-term project, beginning with the calf born in February or March and ending at the county fair in the summer. Learn more about raising bucket calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
Think about the word investments for a second. What immediately comes to mind when I say the word investments?
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
I'm guessing your answer is mutual funds, stocks, or bonds, and you would be totally right. But here's another way to think about investments. It's the time, talent, and treasures you invest in others. So how you invest will be unique to you, and it doesn't have to be money. If you love to cook, bake cookies to share with your neighbors. If you have time, volunteer at your church or a local charity. And if you aren't sure what you have to offer, well, make a list of everything you do well. You'll get some ideas that way. Your gifts may help someone live a better life. You'll lift their spirits and yours. And you know what? You'll feel good about doing good. Here's what's important. God wants you to share what you have with others. These investments will provide abundant returns. And one of them is a more content, confident, and generous life.
Midwinter is a great time to tell you the story of BioHeat today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
BioHeat Fuel is a trade name referring to blends of biodiesel and ultra-low sulfur heating oil. The fuel can be used in existing heating systems without modification, and it burns cleaner than traditional heating oil. Paul Nazaro serves as a liaison between the National Biodiesel Board and the petroleum industry.
I grew up in the heating oil industry, worked in many facets of it. One day I was sitting in my home office. It became clear to me if biodiesel was such a great diesel fuel substitute, why couldn't it be put into home heating oil?
Nazaro says that was in 2003, and the heating oil business was declining.
You know, it was once a 10 billion gallon industry. And like I said, over the last 10 or 15 years, they've actually watched their markets rapidly empty out.
By 2006, says Nazaro, the heating oil industry was collaborating with the biodiesel industry to develop a timeline for cleaner fuels.
Right now, the momentum's strong. Several hundred million gallons are actually consumed right now of BioHeat here at multiple blends. Most often, the common blend would be B5 to B20. And by 2023, the whole system should be saturated with B20. But we still have challenges on infrastructure and storing it and blending it.
Learn more at mybioheat.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Do-it-yourself projects never stop, and to make light work of the toughest tasks, Hometown Lumber offers tools and supplies at special prices. Doorbusters this month include the Milwaukee 12-volt cordless stubby impact wrench in 3/8, quarter, and half-inch sizes for $165.99 each. For painting jobs, the 4-foot mini steel scaffold platform is a steal at $99.99. It's adjustable, portable, and easy to store. Stop in for more Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A Farm Bureau working group presented its findings Thursday suggesting improvements to how USDA NAS can quickly and accurately collect data. With the significant weather events over the last few years, NAS has made large changes to crop estimates, causing wild swings in the market. AFBF economist Shelby Myers says this led to farmers questioning the ability to respond quickly to rapidly changing conditions.
At our 101st annual convention in early 2020, the voting delegates recommended that the AFBF Board of Directors convene a Farm Bureau-led coalition of our members to review and make suggested improvements to USDA NAS's data collection and reporting methodologies.
Myers says the working group considered input from the entire agriculture industry.
The 10-member Farmer Working Group held monthly meetings and conducted more than a dozen interviews with staff and leadership from government, trade associations, market analysis firms, and land-grant universities. In the end, the working group developed a series of recommendations for the agency that focused on technology improvements and better communication from the agency.
After gathering the information, the working group then made four recommendations.
The first being increased transparency with the agriculture community, being more forthcoming about how information is collected, reviewed, audited, and reported. The second is to accelerate new and innovative technology adoption so that NAS has access to the best resources, information, data, software, talent, and networks. The third is an increased collaboration with Farm Bureau to accomplish our shared goals. And finally, strengthen NAS for U.S. agriculture. If we can implement these recommendations, it will go a long way toward improving the great work already being done by NAS and strengthen the agency's position.
American Farm Bureau Federation suggesting improvements in how NAS can quickly and accurately collect data and information. Find the final report on the market intel page at fbe.org. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hi, I'm Craig Mead with the Mid-America Ag Network. As 2021 gains momentum, there's a lot of questions about the future of agriculture in the coming year, and we're going to try and answer them. Join us for Ag Outlook 2021 as we talk with experts, farmers, and producers in the Mid-America region. Ag Outlook 2021 with the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by P&B Insurance, SNWC, the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Corn Growers Association, and the Kansas Livestock Association. And it's all right here.
Tune Saturday morning at 8 on KNDY and a service of Linda's Insurance, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, Prairie Valley Vet, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Performance Ag, Pony Express Vet, and Farmers Cooperative.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau talked about legislative priorities in its virtual convention as the Biden administration now takes over in D.C. Agriculture, concerned about potential changes to the Clean Water Act, specifically relating to the former WOTUS, first established during the Obama administration when Joe Biden was vice president. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says making changes to the Clean Water Act will be hard to do in Congress.
The first thing we ought to know is that the 117th Congress is going to be under extremely close margins. The thing I want to emphasize about that is that we see absolutely no legislative path to amending the Clean Water Act one way or the other. Ultimately, what that's going to lead to is the Biden administration taking executive action. And we expect the Biden administration to have a large number of administrative priorities.
He talks about what some of those priorities will be over the next 4 years.
They want to expand WOTUS. They want to focus a lot on environmental justice for virtually all environmental decisions. They're also going to focus specifically on issues like nutrients, numeric nutrient criteria, as well as total maximum daily loads. The big wild card in this administration and this Congress is going to be what the courts do with regard to the Clean Water Act.
Well, he said the courts are a wild card when it comes to what clean water policy will look like.
Right now, there are currently 14 active cases that are challenging the navigable waters protection rule. We also expect them, in all likelihood, to pause mitigation as they look at what they're going to do with regard to the navigable waters protection rule, something that we strongly support. The big questions with regard to the courts is, will we see a district court try to take down the navigable waters protection rule? If the answer to that is yes, then will it be nationwide?
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
A perennial forage crop for livestock makes tasty grain. Research is underway to feed this perennial grain to humans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Every year, a wheat crop is planted, it grows, is harvested, and then dies, leaving several months of bare soil on the land. Plant breeders at the Land Institute are developing intermediate wheatgrass, which has been used as a forage or as an alternative grain crop. It can be milled into flour, and the products are being sold under the trade name Kernza. Lee DeHaan is the lead scientist for Kernza domestication with the Land Institute. He says besides opportunities for grain, the perennial plant also does a lot for the soil.
Kernza is a crop that we can plant once and then have it live for many years, and it will be green whenever it's not frozen. Spring, summer, even winter here in Kansas, it stays green, and it can be taking up available nutrients, and it holds onto the soil. So roots growing in the soil hold it against erosion and protect that soil, even build soil carbon.
It's not considered an alternative to wheat just yet, but DeHaan says food manufacturers are experimenting with Kernza.
It's a very tiny specialty crop, but we are seeing it substituted for wheat in recipes. So breads and muffins and cookies and pancakes. Beer is a big one that's being explored. All of these are good uses for the grain where humans can eat it directly and explore the new taste options they have available there.
DeHaan says more research has to be done, including yield, seed size, and grain quality. A handful of farmers are now producing and selling Kernza grain, but it will be another 5 to 10 years before the seed is widely available. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the possibilities for this new grain at agriculture.com.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. It has been a tough day so far for corn, for soybeans, and for Kansas City wheat, looking at double-digit losses in each of those categories, led by soybeans. March beans down 39.5 at 13.30 and three quarters. May down 38.5 at 13.30 and a quarter. The products are taking a pounding too. March soybean meal is down 9.70 at 428.50. May is down 10.60 at 424.70. March bean oil down 102 at 42.41. May down 111 at 41.64.
4. So the soy complex is really having a tough, tough day today. March corn down 19 at 5.05 1/4. May is down 19 at 5.07 1/4. Double-digit losses in all of the remaining months. And we're seeing some huge losses in the wheat markets as well. Chicago, Minneapolis, Kansas City, all struggling. March Kansas City wheat down 18.5 at 6.17 1/2. May Kansas City wheat is down 17 3/4 at 6.21 1/4. It is just not a pleasant day for corn, soybeans, or wheats. Just not able to get anything going. February live cattle up 240 at 116.50. April up 222 at 112.17. So a much better news for cattle. March feeders up 455 at 143.70. April feeders up 382 at 145.70. So some nice looks for both the fat cattle and the feeder cattle. And the hogs seem to be doing nicely also. February hogs currently up 105 at 69.15. April hogs up 172 at 76.62. So not a bad look for hogs as we roll through the afternoon and head towards the close here in a while. March gold is down $11.50 currently at $18.54.40. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ogallala Livestock Special Stock Cow, first calf heifer sale, Monday, January the 25th, 1,750 head. Sale time, 9:30 Mountain, 11 o'clock, 425 head of first calf heifers. John Nino, 145 Angus heifers, they're bred to farrow. Calving ease Angus bulls due March 1st, 30 days. Dave Marks, 90 red Angus heifers, bred red Angus bulls. They're due February 20th, 60 days. Brian Maskey, 100 Angus, black white face, 3 to short-term stock cows. Due February 4th, 90 days. That's a complete dispersion. Jack and Trish Albrecht, 90 Angus, 3 to 6-year-olds. They're bred Angus due March 5th. Larry Leffler, a complete dispersion of 90 Angus stock cows bred to gray Angus bulls due March 10th. And Jared Fickner, 87 Angus, 3 to short-term stock cows. They're bred Angus due March, April. Go to our website to view all of our valued and high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com. Office phone number 308-284-2071. That's this Monday, January the 25th. 1,750 stock cows. First...
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle?
Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
As we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.